Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, and today recapping this most recent Jumpstart Your Business course, which wrapped up a couple of weeks ago. Ken Scheibley, organizer of the course, is in studio today, and also this year's winner of the scholarship from the course, Kate Guestford, is also in studio with Old Dog Farms. Ken, Kate, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Doing well.
Appreciate you both coming in. Ken, we had you in a couple of months ago before this program started, and sounds like another successful year for it, correct?
Definitely was. Thanks to you and your program, we had the biggest turnout we've had for several years.
Good.
So thank you.
Excellent. And of course, it's all for the spirit of entrepreneurism, right? And you're
Definitely.
Looking for local startups. And walk us through again what kind of instructors you had and how the course benefited those.
So the program is structured with a series of 8 business-related classes. There is an orientation to get people familiar with the structure. There's also a business plan writing workshop. At the end of those classes, then there is the opportunity for anyone who's there to turn in a professional grade business plan and then do an oral presentation in front of a 5-member judging panel.
Okay, and then the winner of that presentation ends up getting a scholarship of sorts, right? A donation for their business.
Yes.
Excellent. We'll learn more about the winner in just a few moments. Kate Guestford with Old Dog Farms in studio, but tell us a few of the other businesses that participated in the course this year.
So this year, as always, we had a wide variety of businesses. So there was Kate with her vegetable farms. There was a partnership in a brand new fire and security alarm protection services. They just began their business in September, which was the start of our course. We have a gentleman who's the owner of a trucking company who has been in business but wanted to take his general knowledge of his business one step farther. There was also an online craft business with 2 sisters, one of whom lives in California, the other lives in Star Valley Ranch. The crafter is a crocheter who actually has a contract with the Little House on the Prairie Corporation to do specific crochet creations and market them online with the, it wouldn't be called a trademark, I guess, but with the label of Little House on the Prairie.
That's very cool. So a huge variety. That's the fun part about it, right?
It is. Every year we're amazed that half of the businesses that come in are for ideas that we've not had before.
Yeah, that's very fun. Very fun. Again, that's Ken Scheibley in studio this morning. Kate Guestford also here with Old Dog Farms. Kate, congrats on winning the presentation portion and the scholarship for your business. Tell us about Old Dog Farms. I understand it's been a while that it's been here for a little bit, but really just starting to take it to the next level.
Yeah, thanks so much. And it was great competition, lots of good people to be doing the course with and learning from as we went along the way. So Old Dog Farm is going to be providing vegetables, fruits, eggs, poultry at the Star Valley Farmers Market this summer. And part of that is gaining some movement and community around local food. And so I'd like to also invite any growers out there, small, large, to come to the farmers market, come to the booth, bring what you've got. Maybe you've got a couple heads of lettuce or too many zucchini. Bring them over, join the booth. And if you want to stay, sell your goods, you're welcome to do that. If you want to drop things off, we can sell them for you for a small commission. And just trying to provide fresh local food to this community. Currently, there is no local food available at the Star Valley Farmers Market. I know there's a lot of people out there with gardens, small producers. So let's come together. Let's bring food to our people here and see what we can do. Even in this climate, it's possible.
Absolutely. This is a cool concept because, as you're well aware, farmers markets have in recent years seen a higher demand from both ends of the Star Valley area, right? And so that's a cool idea that people can just bring their goods to you and let you take care of the set up the canopy and sit there all day. I mean, you do the hard work for them. That's a cool concept. I like that. So Kate Guessford in studio. Kate, when you went through the Jumpstart Your Business program, what were some of the biggest advantages to you, and how did this program help your business?
There were many advantages. I'd say the biggest advantage was having the time carved out to think and plan and dream. And there were presenters each week. And I would use that time as they were talking to brainstorm and think about how does this apply to my business plan, to my goals, and would just write and brainstorm and have that time set aside to let my mind think about what's possible and start to put the plan into action.
Yeah.
And then through writing the business plan, taking what I learned in the presentations and then applying it directly and asking critical questions about how do you make this work? What are the finances? What are all the pieces? Thinking through it stage by stage, and the business plan template from Wyoming Small Business Development Council is really helpful to look at it from all aspects. And then for me, another big benefit was gaining confidence in how I talk about it. Having put that time and thought into it, I can then really know what the vision is, what the mission is, what the values are, and be very clear about that when I'm presenting it to others.
And that just goes to show, I mean, you have been in business for a couple of years, even if technically, even if not officially, but it just goes to show that this course benefits those who are beyond the startup phase, right?
Absolutely. We so rarely take the time to just let ourselves think and plan and put that vision into action. It's really a key part of the program.
Absolutely. That's Kate Guessford with Old Dog Farms. How can people get in touch with you, Kate, if they'd like to partner with you on your business?
We'll have a website coming soon this spring. For now, the email olddogfarmwy, as in Wyoming, so olddogfarmwy@gmail.com is the best way to get in touch with us.
Excellent. That's Kate Guessford. Ken, I can see why she won. That's a really cool concept. I love it. And another great success story for the Jumpstart Your Business program.
Definitely. And I found out through the program, late in the program, that Kate's a neighbor of mine.
Hey.
So she's right across the highway from where I live, and I am a gardener. So I was very happy that she scored first in presentation and first in business plan. Now I've got somebody to talk gardening with.
Ken's going to come help pull weeds.
Yeah, that's what gardening's all about. Right? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is. Oh, well, congratulations again. Kate, Ken, anything we missed that you'd like to mention about this recent program? And I guess I should ask first, Ken, I assume another one in the work for 2025, right?
Definitely. Start looking for promotions, and I'll be contacting you around the 1st of August. The program will start up again toward the middle of September. Don't have the exact dates finalized yet, but it will be probably the second week of September. The one thing that I would like to do, that I try to do every year, is send out a huge thank you to the people who help with the program. We have our class presenters every year. They're the business leaders in Star Valley. Most of them have been with the program for 12 years now, and that continuity is huge. We also have our 5-member judging panel that puts in time reading all these business plans, grading all these business plans, showing up on a Wednesday night for several hours. So thank you to all those folks, and also thank you to Amy Moon, who is my co-coordinator with me in the program. Look forward to seeing a new group of business owners and entrepreneurs in the fall.
Excellent. That's, again, Ken Shively and Kate Guessford, and another successful year for the Jumpstart Your Business program. Kate, Ken, thanks so much for coming in today.